brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Defending liberty, resisting tyranny. Thank you so much for joining us. Now to the third hour. I want to get into rock and bottle throwing incidents reported in Santa Ana and other areas of the country by the precious invading hordes that say this is Mexico. Get into Iran really starting to rattle the sabers. Some info on the economy, but right now let's go to Russell in Florida, Tom, Scott, and others. Go ahead, Russell, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate everything you're doing, sir.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. You probably are aware of this AP article that came out today titled Government Draft Pandemic Flu Plan. And in there's a quote in there that says the report envisions possible breakdowns in public order and says governors might deploy National Guard troops or request federal troops to maintain order. The military also could be activated to enforce travel restrictions and deliver vaccines and medicines, the report says. This is just like your urban warrior drills that you were at. And it sounds like they're really cramping down and planning this thing to happen.
And you can guarantee that when it does, the food and water isn't coming. They're sending SWAT teams to take your guns, make a few examples of people. It's sick.
Yeah, it is. I mean, do you think that this whole bird flu thing is going to be a cover for a false flag bio attack? Or do you think...
I'm not saying it's going to happen with bird flu. It could. But I know this. They're going to do something. They've been preparing for decades, quietly laying the groundwork. And now, as soon as their infrastructure's in, and as soon as they think the public will buy into their scenario and go along with it, they'll implement. They were clearly, 3 years ago, almost four, getting ready for a smallpox attack. They were saying it's going to happen. We're going to have martial law. We're going to have crematoriums. They're going to be dump trucks of dead. It will happen. Those were the headlines. And then I said on air, I said, if the state police and the cops and the firefighters and the medical workers, the 14 million people, if the emergency responders refuse to take it, they will not implement because that's a sign that they won't force it. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not even the shot. I don't think that's the big deal. And of course, you got to say no to that too. There's major problems. It's the smoke screen of the hysteria. It's the smoke screen for the takeover. I mean, why have I videotaped Marines from Maryland to Oakland, California, from North Carolina to South Texas, training to take our guns and put us in camps and saying it's for America? They've been preparing this for a long time. And they as soon as they think they can get away with it, the minute they think they can get away with it, they will launch it.
I agree. And also, once the hysteria sets in, you'll have a lot of these people that you think know what's going on or are on our side turning tail and accepting an ID card or accepting food rations or accepting the police declaring martial law.
And then we'll see a lot of people we didn't think were on our side fighting.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But, you know, that one article that was on Prison Planet yesterday where they talking about this movie that's coming out in a few weeks regarding bird flu and that the authorities were rolling out barbed wire and chicken...
dump trucks, massive funeral pyres.
Yes. Just sounds like they're setting up a major psyop to condition us, as you've said, to condition us for this control grid, totalitarian police state, and... I think something's going to happen here in the next, if not this year, in the next
few years. Why do you think Bush every day is declaring he's above the law on a host of issues? They're setting that precedent. Why do you think Tommy Franks, who we later learned was on the federal payroll illegally, was out after he retired PRing for martial law?
Because they're all part of a connected network.
These are sick crooks. They're going to kill the country. And you're going to have all these sicko neocons who live by a different set of rules. Your kid gets caught, or you get caught gobbling Oxycontin, you're going to prison. They're allowed to gobble it.
Yeah, they're always above the law.
They are the law, boy. Hey, I appreciate your call. More calls coming up after this quick break. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Tom, Scott, Chris, Fred, many others. Wide open phones in this third hour. We got 52 minutes left. 1-800-259-9231. I've covered a lot of news so far today, but there's a bunch of it on the borders. The illegal aliens getting violent. National media covering it up, but it is in local media around the country. I want to get into some economic news as well. I will cover those issues. We will get to your calls. But I haven't played this in a long time. A closer look put it together. It's pretty funny. But it's also serious with the neocon star. Remember on Star, I reported about 2 years before it was mainstream news, because I'd seen it in some federal documents, that the FBI was using OnStar, which you can hardly not buy a new car now that doesn't have it on it. And then you have to have it disabled. Where they were using it, it's a cell phone in your car with audio. They were using it to listen to people, and you just have the NSA dial in, and it listens for keywords. Total surveillance. So it's a classic little piece. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Neo Constar, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neo Constar observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, it looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in 2 counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for a deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the Neocon Star console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay, I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using Neocon Star. Have a nice day.
Yeah. You've got to love all those ridiculous OnStar commercials. Help me, I'm locked. Save me. Unlock my car for me. Will you? I use the potty, will you? Oh, I'm not going to say that. It's like they're babies, you know. They have to have their diapers changed. It's just unbelievable. Your calls and news are coming up, but we are always honored to be joined by Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts. Let me just say this, cutting through all the hype. I don't sell magical super cures like some of the quack snake oil people do. It's quite embarrassing. I don't sell miracle machines that heal you. I don't sell, I'm a somewhat honorable person. I sell high-quality books and videos. I promote organic soap that saves you a lot of money and is good for your skin. Won't make you live forever or anything, though. Sorry. And, of course, it's all made in America. And we have the American Berkey. They also sell the British Berkey if you want that. But they have the American Berkey even better. We have one right here in the office. I just moved the office Oscar fish we have into a bigger tank today, and we've been filling up the tank with Berkey water, so he's very happy. But seriously, they've got the new travel Berkey. They've got sports Berkeys. They've got all this, and you can't count on the government if there's a bird flu outbreak or if we go to war with Iran, there's some type of attack or whatever happens. All the time I hear locally on the news where in different cities around me, boil your water this week, the sewage overflowed into it. In L.A., they drink water toilet to tap, where the sewer water is recycled and people drink that. And by the way, a fish, speaking of fish, I was thinking about this today. If you take tap water in any major city full of chlorine and fluoride, and you put it in a fish bowl, and you put a fish in there, it's going to die in a day. Depending on the species, it could die in 2 hours, it could die in 2 days, depending on how tough the fish is. And I guess it was about a year ago, I was talking to a guy at the neighborhood pool. What's the name of the company? Pool Aid, yeah. And I was at the neighborhood pool, and he was talking about how their company does hot tubs, pools, private pools, everything. And he goes, yeah, no. He goes, I watch your show here. You talk about fluoride and chlorine. He listed a bunch of other stuff. And he said, Alex, did you know that we can fill a pool here in Austin with Austin water, and for the first 2 weeks, we don't have to add any chemicals unless it's a heavy-use pool, because if you get a bunch of swim teams in there, you know, and eight-year-olds all urinating in the pool, he said it's a little bit different. But he said with an average-use pool, for 2 weeks in Austin, there is no chemicalization needed because the level of chlorine in the pool water from the municipal Austin water supply is actually a little higher than what you would normally put in the pool. And it takes a few weeks for that to break down. So then I talked to a pool guy a few months later. I saw him at my neighbor's house with a little pool in his backyard. And I asked the pool guy, I said, hey, when you put pool water in, do you need to add chlorine? And he said, no, not at first, for the first week or two. Got the same story. So I talked to two different pool guys, my neighbor's pool guy and then the local pool aid company. And it's higher than what a pool normally has. Folks, if you drink pool water, you get sick. I mean, if you throw a fish in pool water, it's going to die. You shower in it, you inhale it, it goes through your biggest organ in your body, your skin, you drink it, and then there's bottled water. I mean, I had a Berkey here in the office about 5 years ago. It fell off the table once and got dented. For some reason, we quit using it. And we just got another one a few months ago. And sometimes I'd forget to bring Berkey water from home. But I'm really getting into a spiel here. But, you know, this is actually news. We're going to get to Debbie in just a second, then your calls and the other news. But this is important. This isn't even a plug right now. And so I go buy bottled water. And then I remembered, wait, I know this, but I'm still doing it. Just type in bottled water more toxic than regular water. Something like that into Google. You'll get probably 50 reports. I mean, I've seen a whole bunch of them. Remember Gannon water in New York like 5 years ago killed people? Where they found Coca-Cola water. Their brand of water in England had deadly toxic poison in it at high levels. These are big plants, folks, with big filters, and they get problems, and they're charcoal-based. All it does is take the taste out. And, I mean, seriously, folks, Dannon Water killed people in upstate New York. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So stop. You'll save so much money. I mean, what's a little bottle of water, like a dollar? A big bottle's like $2 or $1.69 or something. I mean, in just a few months, you'll pay for your big Berkey, and it's the preeminent model worldwide. Debbie, I've already done the big plug there, but I got off into a rant. But how are we drinking tap water if fish will die in it?
I don't know. You know, my fish lived 4 years, and it was a beta, and they said they only last 1 year. And it lived 4 years in Berkey water. In fact, the poor thing finally died of old age. And so I have a great testimony about my fish, but, you know, it's like I always tell people, if you love your family so much that you're not Berkeying your water, then just go ahead and buy a little rat poison, make spaghetti sauce for dinner, and put a little pinch of it in. Nobody will notice. You won't taste it. You won't see it, but you just might get a little bit of that in your kidneys and in your liver, and then as time goes by, it'll accumulate more and more until finally you get sick and die at an early age from something, and they don't know what.
Well, it's admitted
it's the same thing.
Well, it's admitted that calcium and calcium fluoride isn't that bad for you. That's naturally occurring, but stannous fluoride settles in the bones and causes bone fractures.
Yeah, and what about, you know, like the chlorine and things? You know, that stuff can't be good for you, no matter what they tell you.
And by the way, it just kills the amoebas. It just kills the bacteria. If you're lucky, you're still drinking the dead amoebas.
That's right. That's right. And they're accumulating in your system, and then you wonder why you don't feel very good. Fibromyalgia has become such a big thing, especially in women, and this what is it called? Oh, the chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, that's been linked to the toxins in the water.
Absolutely, they've been linked to the toxins in the water. And so I really encourage people to get a Berkey. You know, hurricane season is coming. We surely do not want people to be waiting to get their systems, you know, while
there's all
the
sorts
emergencies
of,
happen.
There's all sorts of crises looming, but the crises is going on every day drinking that stuff. You also have shower filters. Tell them about the shower filters. Tell them about sports bottles. Tell them about big Berkeys with the fluoride elements. Tell them about the specials, Debbie.
Okay, well, our specials are, actually, we have the KDF shower filters on sale for $35, and they are excellent. They're normally $49, and in the 9 years that I've worked for New Millennium, I've only ever had two returned because they didn't fit on somebody's showers. They're really excellent. They really.
And by the way, I mean, even before I was had you as a sponsor, I would use shower filters, and the stuff you buy at Home Depot, the element is about half the size of the element you guys have. It's the same thing with your sports bottles, your portable ones. Your element's got to be three times the size of the other sports bottles I bought years ago when I was going on a camping trip. So you guys have bigger and better and everything.
Yes, we really do, and our specials are, like, if you get a Berkey light with the lights for $259, we'll go ahead and throw in a free shower filter with that. Or you can get two Berkey sports bottles. Just let me know you're an Alex Jones listener, and we'll be glad to go ahead and do that.
And they do 600-plus refills of tap water, 130-something of swamp water, the little portable Berkeys. You get five for $100 or, what, one for $25? What is
right. You get one for $25 of the generic labeled or five for $99.
Okay, folks, give her a call right now. It's 1-888-803-4438. Give her a call. The phone's busy. Leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. BerkeyWater.com or order from InfoWars.com. They're the big national maker and distributor, so you get wholesale prices, and Debbie just handles the calls from this radio show and a few others that she does. Give her a call. Great Christian lady. 1-888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
You bet. Folks, I'm sorry. I meant to have her on for 3 minutes. I had her on for 12. I don't apologize, though. I mean, I did, but I really don't. I mean, I talked about water. I talked about the insanity of it. 888-803-4438. Give her a call. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the discounts. And on the website, you can list what free gifts you want. All right, I promise. Tom, Scott, Chris, Fred, and others. Your calls are straight ahead and a ton of news.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Kansas. We're going to move quick here. Tom, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Alex, listen to your program and really enjoying it. I've got your DVD of 9/11 Road to Martial Law.
Yes, sir.
And in that you state that Marvin Bush was over the complexes, security over the complexes.
Yeah, that was in several mainstream East Coast newspapers. We have copies of the newspapers.
Okay. I've got two questions I need to ask you to clear something up. Now, the other night on, I believe it was the History Channel, they had a program on called The Man Who Predicted 9/11. And it was the guy who ran security on the two buildings.
Yeah, John O'Neill.
Yeah, did he work for Marvin Bush?
He was hired, let me be specific, they have the company that administered the security, and then the Port Authority also had its own security. There were about five different layers. It was New York City security, there was fire marshal security, there was all sorts of surveillance. You had the command bunker across the street at Building 7 for the city and the state and the CIA and Defense Intelligence, all in one building. But I'd have to look that up. I know that the FBI anti-terrorism director had left a few months before and then been hired as the head of security and then died that day in the building.
Well, I don't want to make you mad because I'm with you 100%. But they had a guy up there in Kansas City that was on the other day, and I don't know his name, and he was really cutting into you. And he said that you lied about the people that held security on that building, that that Marvin Bush didn't have anything to do with it, and he was willing to challenge you to a debate or, you know, whatever. And, of course, a lot of people called in and said you'd cut him to pieces, but he was kind of fanatic.
Was that on the same affiliate I have in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be happy. Whoever the KCXL host is, I'd be more than happy to come on their show. I'm not going to have them on my show.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Well, hold on. Go ahead.
Another question. They were talking about on National Geographic Channel the other night, on they were going through 9/11, and they said that the plane, that Flight 77, that went into the Pentagon, I have heard that there was only a 16-foot hole there.
Yes, there was, and then it collapsed, and it was much larger.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, because they said...
No, we have the photos of the 16-foot hole, and then it collapsed after they've been spraying it with the
water.
Yeah,
what they said was that it was a two-story hole 77 feet wide.
Yeah, that's not true, sir.
Okay. Now, one other thing.
Well, let me go back. Let me go back, okay? I want to go back to the first thing you raised.
Okay.
I don't have it in front of me, but if you go to martiallaw911.info,
uh-huh.
Every article, every document, every claim, every bill, every news story that we put in that film is on the website. And
yeah,
so I can actually, I don't have my computer on here in front because it seems to be a distraction, but I can go, I guess during the break, try to pull that up, or just type Marvin Bush ran security on the towers into Google. And if memory serves, there were two, and they're in the film, there were two mainstream big newspapers that reported on that. So certainly John O'Neill was the head of building security, but that doesn't mean that he's the head of the company that ran security. So see,
well, that's what I was wondering, if he might not work for Marvin Bush.
But I mean, let me just add something to this. I don't know the particulars of that. Let me just add something to this. This is what these people do. This is what they did on Larry King Live. They say, it's an urban legend, it's a lie that the FBI allowed the Bin Ladens to fly out and didn't question them why on September 16th they did interview them at this Miami airport. So by saying that, they're telling the truth. They go, see, they did interview them, and they didn't let them fly out when all commercial air traffic was grounded. Well, see, it's a shell game. There were flights on September 12th and 13th when all traffic was grounded. Miami Herald, Associated Press, Reuters, it's in all my films, flew out 168 members of the Bin Laden family. The FBI was not allowed to talk to them. They were allowed to fly out when all commercial air traffic and even private traffic was grounded. Now, then the media fixated on more Bin Ladens flying out a few days later who were more low level. So see, and then they say, Alex is a liar. The Bin Ladens didn't fly out when air traffic was grounded. But see, I'm talking about Bin Ladens in the first 2 days. They're talking about another incident. It's very deceptive. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
As for the honesty of this host, of Alex Jones, the guy you're listening to, me, I make mistakes. I do the best job I can, though, to tell the truth. That's the difference between myself and a lot of mainstream individuals. They have their own view of the world. They have the team they think they're playing on. And then they twist everything they do in that direction. But I really do get tired of people attacking myself with straw dogs, straw men. And you know what a straw man is. You don't attack the real person. You build something that's false, that's fake, that's flawed. And then you put on that straw man false claims and then say they said it. There's a local former UT professor here in Austin who's just a sad person. I don't even really dislike him. Who goes all over the internet, all over message boards, and posts things that I haven't said, or maybe one or two of sometimes 50-plus quotes. I mean, there might be more than that. Of all these crazy quotes, and then maybe two or three of them are actual, real things I said, and then the rest are either outright fabrications or are twisted. The other night I was looking at some of these, somebody sent to me an email, and I was sitting there, and the individual sends me emails too, poking at me. It really just reminds me that I'm doing a good job, though. A lot of times when I'm out of energy at midnight up here working, I'll see some hate-filled thing some national talk show host has said about me, or somebody will send me an audio clip, or some new big national publication attacks me, And it just reminds me who we're fighting. But then there's other people who just attack me because I guess I'm kind of a big dog. I don't see myself as that. It's very humbling that millions of people listen to me. And they just want to attack me to get me to respond for publicity for themselves. You have to remember that. I remember a big national radio show for weeks and weeks a few years ago attacked me, saying, "Alex Jones, you're a liar. Bush didn't sign anything called W199I, telling the FBI." This was like 4 years ago, actually, back when I was the only people saying 9/11 was an inside job. And they would get on the air, because I was sent the clips of the show over and over again by listeners, and they would make up things I hadn't said about 9/11. And then attribute it to me. Or they would just say, "Alex claims Bush told the FBI to back off the bin Ladens. Alex is a liar. Where's W199I, Alex? Show us that proof." "Oh, he won't do it. We've challenged him to a debate, but he won't come on." And then I actually called the host up, talked to their assistant. They said, "Okay, we'll schedule you." They never did. And then they were on the air a week later saying I was afraid. They're liars. But it isn't about Alex Jones. It's the issue of these people twist. And that's what they do. They just don't agree with what I'm saying, so they're going to twist it in their own brains, and that's the best case scenario. They don't mean it. They're not trying to be evil. They're not openly, consciously trying to lie. They just convince themselves. They just look for anything and say it isn't true. I mean, say it ain't so. I've gotten emails claiming the troops and the police didn't confiscate guns in New Orleans and surrounding areas. I've gotten emails saying I lied. Those weren't real clips of sheriffs saying the feds were sabotaging. Yes, I just make it all up. I have received hundreds of emails, dozens and dozens of phone calls in the first 2 years after I put out Police State 2000. Which shows the Marines training to take your guns and put you in camps and admitting it's for America. That shows Delta Force with foreign troops covertly leasing buildings and then blowing them up next door to nursing homes, and police chiefs admitting that foreign troops were there, and other police chiefs saying they're against it, and that the Delta Force tried to bribe them. I was accused organically, people were just making this up to themselves, of hiring the Coronado. It's almost the size of an aircraft carrier. It's the big Marine troop-carrying ship. I was accused of hiring it. I was accused of having 10 hovercraft land. I was accused of having 50 armored vehicle, warrior vehicles. I was accused of 3,000 Marines and 2,000 foreign troops. I was accused of shutting down part of Oakland and having helicopters flying around because people couldn't watch that video and couldn't deal with the truth. They couldn't deal with it. I'm trying to save my family that happens to live in Austin, Texas, and live inside this country. I know this is life and death. I know we've got a criminal elite. I know there's an official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 called Operation Northwoods. I've got a new film coming out that doesn't even get into 9/11. I mean, it covers it for maybe 15 minutes or almost 2 hours, but the main film is about all the admitted official CIA.gov, Library of Congress, openly admitting our government carried out terror attacks worldwide to blame it on their enemies. I'm going to take 4 more calls. That's all I have time for because I need to get into the news. But Scott in New York, go ahead. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Real quick, I'll go as quickly as I can. Firstly, I wanted to just mention Geraldo Rivera last night. I don't know if you saw him on Fox with O'Reilly.
I'm sure it was horrible.
It was just the worst. I mean, I think he's really trying to run for president in the next 4 or 5 years and trying to get the support of the illegal aliens. I just want to make sure that the truckers out there know, that the construction workers know. They better take some time out of their day and call their representatives, because once these illegal aliens become legal, the truck driving jobs are going to go, the construction worker jobs are going to go, and when GM and Ford find they can't continue anymore and they file for some sort of protection, they'll hire the new legal illegal aliens. They'll hire them.
Sir, that is what the official guest worker program is. Everyone who's here or can get here for 6 years, legal, into the citizenship project automatically. And it allows unlimited skilled and unskilled. That's reform.
I've known about this for many, many years, and for 10, 12 years of my life.
Oh, no, it's a conspiracy. Alex is a liar.
No.
Bush isn't calling for amnesty. I'm a liar.
No, just to let you know something real quick, it was funny because since the early 80s I've known about this, and then around 95 or so, I just said the heck with it. And I left New York. I went out to Vegas. I played poker for a living for about 10 years. And I was out there when 911 happened, and my brother had called me. He says, "You believe what they pulled off?" And I said, "Please." I said, they couldn't have done this. And I put it out of my mind. And for 3 years, I didn't do anything. Well, since my brother told me about you, you've rekindled the fire within me to start fighting the New World Order. And now it's so evident that there's a New World Order. Back when I was fighting it, really, people laughed when I mentioned Bilderberg or the Council on Foreign Relations. I even had to prove to myself by going down to Fifth Avenue to look at the building. I looked at it myself and said, well, there is the building. They never mention it. The presidents come from there. The vice presidents come from there. All the ambassadors and so on and so
You're
forth.
You're talking about the Council on Foreign Relations.
Council on Foreign Relations.
What's it, on 34th Street?
No, I think it's further up. It's like on 54th. But regardless, I went down there myself in 1983 to see it for myself as a young guy to say it really does exist. Because the newspapers and the media would deny it existed.
And listen, anyway, sir, you're an amazing caller. Anything else you want to add? Because I just had him print up all the mainstream news articles about Marvin running security.
I know you have a lot. But I'll mention another thing on Drudge Report right now, the Cato Institute. They got it right now that President George W. Bush has shown disdain and indifference for the U.S. Constitution. It's a nice little article. One other thing, if I could one day speak with you about Mel Gibson and what he really is, what a true patriot he really is. Maybe you already know that.
He certainly is. I appreciate the call. Call me back again, Scott. We'll talk more. I've got this other news I got to cover. I want to talk to Chris, Fred, and Umar, I believe. But before I do that, I just asked my staff to Google it, and they brought in the original source, but it's still not in here. That there were two mainstream news articles, big East Coast papers, and they're in the film. When I claim it in the film, you can see it, and it's on martiallaw911.info. But I'll find those when I get off the air and post them on InfoWars. But here it is directly from Barbara Bush's own autobiography, published in 2003. Okay? It's called Reflections by Barbara Bush. And in my film, I have the page number, because I don't... It says, we later learned that Marvin had been in New York on the subway under Wall Street on his way to the meeting. The train came to a stop, and they had no idea what happened. Eventually, they were evacuated, single file, onto a platform, and then onto the subway. They were told either to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge or walk uptown. But get out of there. Marvin said smoke and debris were everywhere. He walked 70 blocks back to the hotel, stopping in front of the electronics store to watch TV of what had happened. Marvin told us that the people of New York were very supportive, offering water and encouragement. Where's the part about, needless to say, we learned how close Marvin was to the disaster, grateful he was safe. I also learned later that my nephew, Jim Pierce, narrowly escaped injury or possible death. He was scheduled to attend a meeting on the 102nd floor of the South Tower, which was the second building. However, the night before the meeting was moved to an adjacent building because the group had outgrown the conference room. Jim later learned that 12 people were in the room where he was supposed to be at 11, where 11 died. I'm trying to find it here. Here's one. This is out of American Reporter. This is mainstream news, but this is about the other mainstream news articles. They just gave me a huge stack here. Secrecy surrounds 9/11 investigation. A member of the commission investigating September 11th attacks in Washington and New York say we'll push for a wide-ranging. Where's the part here? I'm trying to find it. Here it is. This is an article out of the American Reporter. Secrecy surrounds the Bush brothers' role in 9/11 security. A company provided security at New York City's World Trade Center, Dulles International Airport. Oh, that's right. They were running security on one of the planes or two of the planes. In Washington, D.C., and the United Airlines between 95 and 2001 was backed by a private Kuwaiti American investment firm with ties to a brother of President Bush and the family, according to records obtained by the American Reporter. And then it says Marvin P. Bush, a younger brother of George Bush, was the principal in the company. And then it goes on to say that he worked in security projects for the company. And it's Securicon. Nonetheless, public records reveal that the firm formerly named Securicon listed Bush on its board of directors and a significant shareholder firm. That's not the one, though. There's two that are mainstream. I'll have to go to break and read through these. They just walked in and gave them to me. Literally, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 articles here. The Counterterrorist. This is one about John O'Neill. This was out of the New Yorker magazine about his role. This is, how many pages is this? Like 18 pages? I'll have to scan. I'm a speed reader, but not that fast. I'll scan through it. But bottom line, it's in the film. We've got the news articles, and we'll go ahead and repost those. They're on martiallaw911.info, but there's like 700 articles or something there. I've got to go find it. In fact, guys, you're listening right now. Keep looking. There's two mainstream newspapers, okay, that get into this. Those are the ones I need. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Chris in Florida. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. I'm calling about the bird flu and all sorts of other diseases that we're not allowed to treat ourselves with these suppressed treatments and cures like ozone I've mentioned. We need to put more pressure on our Congress critters to have the FDA approve such devices as ozone generators for human use. That's where the issue is, because you'll be prosecuted if the FDA finds out that you're even treating yourself with something like ozone, or if you have a what's called medical-grade ozone generator, because that implies it's for human use also. So we have our own FDA that's preventing us from taking care of ourselves, let alone, you know, the boards of medicine that come down on the doctors.
Well, with Codex Alimentarius, they're trying to make vitamin C be a prescription.
The intravenouses, that's actually a good thing.
No, sir. In Europe, and the U.S. is trying to adopt it, we're talking about shutting down many of the over-the-counter supplements.
Really? Wow. Because I know vitamin C, you can take that in huge amounts. They try to say it's dangerous. You can take up to, you know, what they say is bowel tolerance, 15, 20 milligrams a day.
Well, they just had a big Canadian study where it was knocking cancers out, an official, multi-level, double-blind study.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful treatment for so many different diseases, viral and bacterial also. I wanted to bring up another talk show host. Have you heard of Lionel?
No.
Well, for the past month or so, since you had Charlie Sheen on, that's when he started really digging into 9/11. And he had a couple shows. I left a few messages for you to see if you'd want to call in and be a guest. But he's on every night. He covers Flight 93 or tries to cover the lack of wreckage, I guess. But, he's asking that question all the time, talks about 9/11 all the time as an open subject. He's on, if you want to check out his website, it's LionelOnline.com.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Fred in South Dakota. Go ahead, Fred.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yes, right before me, I have Tuesday, May 2nd, 2006, USA Today. And the headline, and it was the last paper, I might add, headline says, thousands boycott work and school. What the headline should say is that the United States government watches Americans while thousands of illegal immigrants boycott work, school, and run around the country everywhere in public view.
Blocking highways.
Yeah,
and
correct.
By the way, the AP did a good job, but nobody picked it up. It was called No Gringo Day. We have it posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. Very racist. And by the time they were done on the media, it was a day without immigrants. No. It was called No Gringo Day.
Right.
A day without gringos.
Now the people have got to get this when they read this article. The boycott is because the United States has been oppressing them with these felony immigrant laws. Well, if they don't want to be oppressed, go back to Mexico and fix your country. This is the wrong country to be fixing right now.
Yeah, I don't get it. Why are they here saying they hate America, they love Mexico, this is Mexico, go back to Europe, pilgrim, and that's what's really going on. That's the majority that are leading these things.
Well, better yet, fix your country first, Mexicans, then come back and fix us.
Absolutely, Fred. Thanks for the call. Who's up next here? Osa in Texas. Go ahead.
Osa, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Osa here from Dallas, Texas. First of all, I would like to commend you on your information war and the war against the military-industrial complex and the New World Order. But I had a question. Aren't you afraid that something may happen to you? Because basically you're exposing not only the corruption that's going on right now, I mean, the secret societies, how Bush and the rest of these guys are tied into this elite who make policies not only to destroy our sovereignty, but to switch into one-world government with ID cards and such.
Oh, so that's a really good question, and I'd love to have you on longer, but I've got to end it here. I'll come back after the break and answer your question. It's the most often asked question. I'll begin by answering it by saying, the minute Bunker Hill knew something bad could happen to them when they were fighting, what, six times their number of crack British Invincibles, as they were known, Dragoons. So, I mean, yeah, of course something could happen to me.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Mainstream news articles. We're looking for the other one right now. We're going to be posting it as well. Bush Link Company handled security for WTC, Dulles, and United Airlines. Published Tuesday, July 4th, 2003 by Prince George's Journal. See, it came out in 2003 because his mother wrote about how he worked on the security. And then later more on this came out that he was there for a meeting about security that day, and their contract ended on September 11th. And a lot of that is here in this article. And they changed the name in 2000, but he was still on the board of directors after that. And it just goes through it all here. And it says that Marvin Bush was called by the Prince George's Journal, mainstream news in Maryland, and would not respond. And the White House is being very secretive. And headline, Bush Link Company handled security for WTC Dulles and United. And he was very close to the towers, as you heard from his mother, on that fateful day when all this happened. So, and also ran security at Dulles and then directly into, I mean, it just goes on and on. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. So there you go, folks. The caller brought up the question of why am I still alive? I get sick of talking about this because people ask it all the time. I know it gets boring for regular listeners. I've been physically attacked. I've been threatened. I've had a lot of stuff happen. I'm not going to get off into it. I'm in a war. I know the cost. I don't care about my safety. Okay? I'm not worried about it. Whatever happens, happens. It's in God's hands. I'm fighting tyranny. I have a responsibility to do that, and I'm going to do that. Then they say, well, why haven't they killed you? Because there's millions of us, and because I've already done my work. I put my material out. They don't want to make me a martyr. What they might try to do is, you know, plant drugs on me or do some, you know, demonize me in the media. That's what I've seen them do to other people. Or if they can get me to do something stupid, then they'll send out a SWAT team to kill me, like they did to Bill Cooper. So that's it. I got a whole bunch of these articles here, but here's an example. Rock throwing reported in Santa Ana, California. The Orange County Register, police asked other law enforcement agencies for help this afternoon after a group of 1,500 protesters jammed traffic on Bristol Street near First Street and Edgar Avenue, and some started to hurl rocks, plastic bottles, and marbles at officers. It's starting to take a turn for the worse, Santa Ana Police Sergeant Lorenzo Carrillo said. And it goes on to talk about, and I've got video now online, where they show this stuff happening around the country, and they're cussing, they're yelling, they're throwing stuff at cops, and the cops just stand there and take it because they've been told to. And there's been video of them beating whites and blacks up, and this has been happening, and then the media calls it a fight. You know, they come up and beat somebody down, and, oh, it's a fight. So next time somebody mugs you, when the cops come, they'll just say, oh, it was just a fight. Well, no, you were attacked. And really scary. Again, the dollar's been devalued. The globalists are deindustrializing us by design. Then as the dollar's devalued, it allows foreigners to accelerate the buy-up of the infrastructure of this country. That's happening. London Guardian reporting oil may go over $100 a barrel. They're now predicting that. Wall Street analysts are warning. It goes on and on. The situation with Iran is getting just more and more serious by the millisecond. And I haven't talked about this. I meant to talk about this. Listeners want to talk about this. The globalists are into the occult. They believe in numerology. And now it's in the Denver Post. 666 cents, date marked with caution. While some say June 6th of 2006 is a date of fear, for its biblical significance, officials see little to dread. I'll start the show with this tomorrow. I meant to get to it today. I meant to get more into Al Zakari, the U.S. government protecting him and not letting people kill him because he's CIA and then staging his death over and over again. That was mainstream news. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and visit PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription for $5.95. Over 1,000 pieces of media you can download. A great activist tool, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to the secure, safe online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. And get the best videos and books out there, bar none, and support the broadcast. Thank you for your support. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.